I'm grateful to say Dr. Evan Luthro has arrived in the building, and now he is going to take over and speak. I did see you hop on stage here briefly, Evan, but I just didn't want to have any confusion there as David was finishing and closing out. So if you are able to unmute and turn your mic back on, that'd be awesome. We are ready for you to present. And then after him, I have Thomas Kearns.
Hey guys, say thank you, Adam, for the intro. I can't turn up the video. It says the host needs to do that. Okay, here you go. Perfect. Right. Thank you. Can you guys hear me good and fine? Can you see me great?
We can.
Perfect. Thank you for having me here today. I'm very happy to join this. It's a great honor to be here today. Thank you, everybody who's here and listening and giving us your valuable time. My name is Evan Luthro. To give you a small background about myself, I got involved in the technology space since pretty early on. I was one of the first 100 guys to make apps for the iPhone, built about when I was 13 years old. I built about 30 apps before I sold my first company at the age of 17 for a couple million. I started to invest more back in technology as that's what I understood best. I came across Bitcoin in 2014, and that's when I first invested in cryptocurrencies. But I really didn't get involved in the space as an active entrepreneur and investor until early 2017, when I started investing a lot more into cryptocurrencies and was an early equity investor in companies like Hedera, Ripple, and many more token investments. Over the last few years, I've been very active in the blockchain space, trying to push the movement forward and educate as many people as possible. I spoke at over hundreds of events live in person about blockchain and crypto in over 25 different countries. And that's where I had the pleasure of meeting up Honorable President in one of these events early on. So we have had this rapport for quite a few years. I've seen how Liberland has come to become where it is today. I've written articles for TRA Media like Cointelegraph, Forbes, Cryptonomics, where I talk about metaverses, Play-Doh and gaming before the trends rate took off. In the last 2021, I made over 250 private sale investments, about 10 short of one, a few short of one every day. Majority of my investments have been around metaverses and Play-Doh and gaming. And having invested in over 100 gaming projects in 2021 and advising over a dozen of them personally, which I helped take to market, deliver 50 to 100x return for our investors and all of them, come to realize a lot of things and how our world is changing and how this new world order that we live in will be very different from the world that we live in right now. And that's why organizations like Liberland have really a true chance to really make a big impact and decide how the future comes out to be. I wanted my talk to be a little bit focused around metaverses and to make people give an idea of what I feel is the metaverse, right? Before we move ahead, can we raise hands on this? I was able to raise a hand. How many of you actually know or have interacted with the metaverse?
Yeah, and just go ahead and just say, I have. We'll do that. Say, I have in the chat if you have interacted with the metaverse before.
Great. I see a few coming in already. So that's great. I mean, I'm pretty sure most of you already know why Facebook changed its name to Meta. They own WhatsApp, they own Instagram, arguably two of the most used apps on the planet. Facebook works around the attention economy. Facebook makes it money by getting your attention, right? And that's why it changed. And why would the largest social media company change its name to Meta? Because that's where our attention will be in the future. That's where we will be in the future. Most people think the metaverse is a virtual place like you've seen in the movies, Ready Player One, but I think they're wrong. It's not a place, it's a time. It's a moment in time. You know, in artificial intelligence, they have the idea of the singularity. It's a moment in time where AI becomes much more smarter than humans. That's the moment in time when artificial intelligence is smarter than human intelligence. The metaverse is this moment in time where our digital life is worth more to us than our physical life. It's not an overnight change or an invention by some Steve Jobs type of a guy. It's a gradual change that's been happening for 20 plus years. Every important part of our life is going digital, right? Work, from factories to laptops, boardrooms to Zoom calls, friends, from neighbors to followers. Where do you find like-minded people? You find them on Twitter or Reddit. Games, more kids play Fortnite than basketball and football combined. I'll touch upon this maybe a little bit more in my talk, depending on the time that I have. Identity, filters are the new makeup. Stories are your personal billboard to broadcast the world who you are. What matters more to you, what you look like in real life or what you look like on Instagram? Everything goes digital, your friends, your job, your identity. And now with crypto, your assets are online too. Bored apes are the new Rolexes. Fortnite skins are the new skinny jeans. If everyone hangs out online all the time, then that's where your flexes need to be. They need to be digital. So if you play this forward another 10, 20 years, we will cross into the metaverse, right? The moment in time when our digital life matters more to us than our physical life. Our attention used to be 99% on the physical environment. TVs dropped then down to 80%. Computers dropped then down to 60%. And now with phones, we're always looking on the phone, right? Our attention is down 50% in the real world and the rest is on digital. Our attention is being sucked from the physical to the digital. And where attention goes, that's where energy flows. If 50% of our attention is on a digital screen, then 50% of our energy will go to our digital life. Today, it takes some effort to take our phone out of the pocket and look at it. Soon, some company will make smart glasses that sit in front of our eyes all day, and our attention will go 50% on the screens to over 90% on the screens. That's the moment in time when the metaverse starts, because at that moment, our virtual life will become more important than our real life. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Like anything, it's neither good nor bad. It's just a thing, a very different thing. Nobody will call it the metaverse in a few years. That's like in 1997, people used to call the internet the information superhighway or like the cyberspace. It's going to become a normal thing in our lives for many individuals around the world. And that ties into why I believe Riverland is a great example of a future country, because the idea is, If I'm an individual who's traveling all the time. Before COVID, I was doing 120 flights every year for the last 5 years, right? And now I'm still traveling a lot. Just the Miami Blockchain Week, just flew to Paris today at the Paris Blockchain Week, go to Coachella in the weekend, then Amsterdam Eat. So it's with this lifestyle like this, where you are you're a global citizen, but you're digitally present in different. You're living in this metaverse. I think having the ability of being an e-resident of a country where you agree with, whose ethos and whose ideologies that you agree with, is very exciting. And that's why I'm very happy to support Liberland. And as an investor, as a senator, and I try to build diplomatic relationships for the country forward and see how we can get it more accepted, because that's the eventual goal, being an e-resident of a place where whose ideologies you agree with, right? You don't have to be, your residency shouldn't be defined where you spend most of your time. It should be defined where you feel or who you connect with. And I think that's what Liberland gives us, that it gives us the benefit of being able to do that. And that's why it's really exciting for me. I'm very excited and very proud to be here today. And I'm very excited to see what we all can achieve together. I think we have some big goals ahead of us, but if we work together, and I don't see why this would not be possible. I'm seeing already, I believe in it, that we're moving towards a world where countries should fight for us, right? They should fight for us to be a citizen or be a resident. They need to prove to us it's not anymore that we should feel blessed, oh, I'm part of this country. It should rather be, hey, do I want to be part of this country because I believe in their ideologies? Or do I want to be part of this country because I believe in their ideologies? Like we're seeing right now with Russia, Ukraine. I was born in India, where the Indian government is very, very supportive of the Russian president. So I don't agree with that, right? I don't agree with them doing that. I understand it's all business end of the day for them, but that makes me even want to be more a citizen of something Liberland, because here I actually have a say and I actually believe what they agree with and what they're talking about. So I think we're moving towards a very exciting future, and it's great to be, and if you work together, it's great to have Liberland as part of that future. Thank you guys.
Thank you, Evan. And I'm doing my homework here as you're speaking. So we've got a Forbes 30 under 30 here speaking to us today, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you for all you've done and all you've shared. I'm curious, what was your original connection with Liberland? How did you find us, or how did we find you?
Like I said, conferences. I've been seeing it going around to a bunch of conferences for multiple years now in the blockchain space, because I believe that the blockchain nomad is the right kind of citizen for Liberland. And I've seen him around for a few years now in different events that we both were speakers. But recently, my friend Amino, he basically got one of the passports, and I was with him, and he told me I need to really get involved. And that's when I decided, okay, this is something I really need to look into deeply and see how I can help out there. So I'm excited.
You got one of these on the way.
I look forward to mine.
Yeah. Soon. Awesome. Awesome. And when did you acquire, is that your ape in your picture there on Instagram?
Yeah. I mean, I bought 6 board apes in December, so I bought them pretty late. I paid well over 100 ETH for all of them, but it's all good because I got the ApeCoin airdrops. I'm already de-risked. It's just an amazing. Yeah.
And I would think that you probably have what, at least 6 tickets to your, they have a, what's it called?
The Ape Fest. Yeah.
Ape Fest. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome, man. Well, yeah, thank you for your involvement with Liberland. Are you going to be hanging out in the chat a little bit more? And if you want to do a, go ahead, do the social media post for Liberland.
Yeah, just do one. Yeah. Thank cool. you, guys.
All right, guys, that's Dr. Evan Luthra. You can chit chat with him here in the box. Is the best way to follow up with you just through Instagram, or what do you prefer?
Yeah, the best is Instagram. Instagram, or you can even, just find out anywhere. Just Instagram, Twitter, but mostly Instagram. That's what I use the most. Everything else is not as active as Instagram.
All right, guys, smile for Evan. We're going on IG. All right, cool. We'll see you around.